Hello, and welcome again to Engineered Systems podcast series. I'm Howard McHugh. I'm Director of Building Solutions at RDK Engineers in Andover, Massachusetts. Today I'm going to talk about time management and a couple of the tricks of the trade that I use relative to time management. If you're going to be successful in the business, no matter what the business is, you need to count on time management skills. For example, when I'm traveling to a meeting, I plan ahead. I anticipate getting to a meeting early. If I have a meeting in the morning, I'll have my things to do list prepared before I even leave the house. I'll leave early. I don't like to be late for meetings. And if you plan ahead, you'll have work you can catch up on before your meeting. And I bring a laptop. I don't go anywhere without a laptop, and it has a wireless connection as well as a phone card, so that I can check into the office, get access to particular files at the office, and do some work before my regular scheduled meeting starts. On the things to do list, I prioritize what I want to get done before my regular meeting. Based on that list, I'll start doing some work and catching up before I even have my first meeting of the morning. My next meeting, if I have two that day and it's outside the office, it could be 2 hours after my first meeting. I try to plan that too so that I don't waste my time going back to the office. I'll head over to my next meeting, find a place where I can sit down, pull out my laptop, and continue on with some of the work that I had started that was on my things to do list. And then the next thing to think about is, with each of these meetings, you should be having meeting minutes to document what occurred. I always encourage people that after your meeting, don't come back to the office without your meeting minutes. If that means stopping somewhere along the way and getting the meeting minutes done, then I expect the person to do that. The problem you have when you don't take the meeting minutes at the time of your meeting and you head back to the office is you run the risk of something being forgotten. Once you get into the office, you then run the risk of lots of distractions so that those meeting minutes get finished maybe 3 days later. It's important from a time management that when you're taking meeting minutes, that you do that at the time of the meeting or immediately after the meeting. I can assure you that if you put off doing your meeting minutes, information will be forgotten, or the timeliness of the meeting minutes may stretch out to 2 or 3 days. So there are a couple of the tricks of the trade that I use, and I've been using these for a lot of years. I'm sure if you want to learn more about time management, you can pick up a book or an audio cassette. Thank you again for listening. I'm Howard McHugh, and this is an Engineered Systems podcast.